Now, the Federal Agriculture Minister is tipped to be the next Deputy Prime Minister as Nationals leader Warren Truss prepares to retire. Mr Truss will announce his departure date today. Trade Minister Andrew Robb has also announced he won't be recontesting the next election. Nationals MP Darren Chester says he'll put his hand up for the Nationals deputy position, and if there's a cabinet reshuffle, his party wants an extra seat on the front bench.
It's an if Barney takes over and if Warren leaves. But partway down that game, I guess, is do we want to have more positions in Cabinet? Yes, we do. We believe that we have the numbers to actually reflect a change in the Cabinet situation.
Darren Chester speaking to me earlier. Victorian police are concerned for the safety of a Bendigo mother of four who's missed her child's first birthday. Samantha Kelly was last seen in Kangaroo Flat on the 20th of January, but wasn't reported missing for 2 weeks. Police say they fear she may have met with foul play. In the United States, attention is turning to voters in South Carolina and Nevada after Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Bernie Sanders cruised to victory in the New Hampshire primaries. Mr. Trump won more than 35% of the Republican vote. In the Democratic race, Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders crushed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton by more than 20%. A wild elephant has gone on a rampage in India, trampling 100 houses and shops. Luckily, no one was injured when the elephant strayed into a village in West Bengal state.